Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. It certainly is here. Nice to have you all with us as we wait with great expectations for former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn to join us. Oklahoma, his state, and I'm not saying this because of anything patronizing, but he is one of the best senators I have viewed and one of the very few. There's a handful that I really have respect for. Unfortunately, he did have to retire and prostate cancer, but he's still extremely active. And the name of his book is Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom and Stop Runaway Government. So as we await the senator, let me address some of the issues here today facing us. The witch hunt goes on against Donald Trump, comes from all sectors, including the sniveling, calculating Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and maybe to a less or a greater degree, because he's so clever it's hard to tell, Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, he keeps going on. Trump goes on. He's accomplishing objectives almost every day. A couple of days. Yesterday, I believe, or the day before, it was the termination of, in part, of our relations with Cuba. It'll be limited. We will not be negotiating in trade. It's a brutal, murderous regime. And it was a courageous move. The left is going berserk. Everything that Obama did is being undone. And I can assure you Obama's going berserk in between surfing and going out on yachts. And, hey, I don't condemn him. He can do all of that right now and enjoy himself. He's under no obligation to us. I wish he did it the whole 8 years as president instead of only about half the time. And then we may have had a much more successful a country under Joe Biden, although that's pretty questionable too, isn't it? So the kinds of things you're not really watching or listening to, many of you out there, are beginning to surface. One is yesterday, if you watched any of the clips, and you mostly watched them on Fox, although I don't know how much longer that'll be continuing, that all of the top tech people, Jeff Bezos and people from Yahoo and Microsoft, all gathered at a tech summit. They had unanimous praise for Donald Trump's hopes to provide the appropriate conditions regarding regulations, the opportunity for growth, for securing money. And the majority came away with the idea that it's going to give such a huge, huge boost to this government, that to our people, forget the government, to our people, that it's going to be like a bonanza. And by the way, all of you critics out there, how's your stock doing? I mean, I don't come on here to brag or to throw out numbers, but my goodness, at the end of every day, my wife said, do you know how much money we made today? I mean, you don't make it until you sell it. And where our portfolio has gone from the time Trump surfaced to now, all you intellectual geniuses out there, do you think it ever would have happened with Obama, Hillary? We're talking about growth. We're talking about revenue. We're talking about cutting taxes, cutting corporate taxes. It's spurring business, bringing companies back here, giving the employees an opportunity to continue in their professions, unlike the lies you've heard from Hillary the second time around. First time she accidentally told the truth when she said that she was going to end the mining business as it is and they could look for new jobs. And then she went down. I remember that interview. And, oh, no, that wasn't it. We're gonna help the miners. Well, Trump has made a huge assist towards helping the miners of this country. And that's not all. I mean, it really goes on rather endlessly, but not going to be in the news because we'd rather figure out how, when I say we, I mean collectively the powers behind it, how to get him impeached when the situation is so ambiguous to begin with that there is not an impeachable offense here. Hasn't been a crime committed. Not a shred of evidence with the Russians. And the evidence works in favor of Trump with James Comey. Plus Trump, through his deputy attorney general, the person he selects, has the right to submit information to Trump that suggests the firing of Comey should take place. And that undoubtedly happened. So I guess Mueller said, I think he said that there is the about 20% through this investigation, and the investigation's been going on almost a year. We're going to be in 2020, except that the Democrats want to find a way to capitalize on the 2018 midterm votes and certainly on 2020 for impeachment, although they're wildly dreaming about impeaching Trump now. I'm not a legal expert, but I've been listening to a lot of them, and it appears to me is there are no grounds for this. And the worst sinful part of them is not how much they hate Trump and are headhunting Trump. The worst single part of this is that they're killing this country, hindering our opportunities overseas and domestically, and they're not oblivious to it. It's all in the interest of joining the shadow government one way or another. And certainly when I talk with Senator Tom Coburn, we'll talk about the corruption that's going on in government and how it's hindering our prospects to move forward in this economy, because the opportunity, I mean, the opportunity is absolutely there. And we're not taking advantage of it because Donald Trump has to spend a lot of his time fighting off these allegations, hiring lawyers, being involved in meetings. And he has to spend a lot of the time fighting himself as well, as he is his own worst enemy. And, I mean, if this is ever a dichotomy, it is. Someone who's doing great things and who is so self-exploding, so injurious to his own position that he can't control himself. So it's certainly a quagmire that I haven't witnessed in my lifetime, and it wasn't anywhere near the scenario that it was for Richard Nixon. happened to see the whole Richard Nixon documentary again the other day, and it amazes me every time I look at it. People like Larry O'Donnell and others are calling this, making this Watergate look really small. That's ridiculous. Watergate was, I didn't dislike, I thought Nixon was a very bright president who accomplished a lot, including restoring our relationship with China. But he committed an obvious crime. And the consequences of his crime were justified. Can you ever say something nice about somebody and something critical? I do that every day here. When I criticize Donald Trump for his personality, his braggadocio, his buffoonness. And then on the other hand, I come back to talk about what he's accomplishing for Americans everywhere. So I'm going to live with the other stuff. Is it annoying? It's annoying every single day with the tweeting and what he has to say and do. I'm going to live with it. So we're going to come back. Going to take a little break coming up here. Continue to talk about the Trump presidency. And hopefully we'll establish contact with Senator Tom Coburn right here on Money Matters Radio Network on Stu Taylor on Business. We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
All right, we are back, still trying to establish contact with Senator Tom Coburn in his book, Smashing the D.C. Monopoly, Using Article 5 to Restore Freedom and Stop Runaway Government. And we'll keep you posted as soon as we make connection with him. We'll switch right to it, no matter what I'm in the middle of. So please be patient. My apologies. You know what happens in Washington with TV appearances and sudden things, and I think this is one of them. There's no technical problem. The White House and Donald Trump looking to promote Spicer to communication chief and bring in Laura Ingraham. Maybe Sarah Huckabee Carter is one of those. Those are the leading replacements for press secretary, which is such an important role, and it's caused a lot of friction and alienation. I'm not sure I care about the alienation from CNN and MSNBC. I actually have to confess I enjoy that. But the job isn't for Spicer. He's a smart guy. It's just the whole appearance, he doesn't look like Josh Earnest. He doesn't lie like Josh Earnest either. You know, Josh Earnest, smooth, handsome, very articulate. I mean, he's a masterful liar. I wonder where he took his lessons. As far as Sandra Huckabee Carter, the daughter, obviously, of former Governor Mike Huckabee, who's been a guest on this show, I think she's capable. I don't know if she's able to stand up to the brutality that one has to go through in order to do this. I wouldn't have any objection if she were the selective person. I've been impressed with how she's handled herself so far. But I think you need a tiger. I really do. And a bright person. And not necessarily well-known, but certainly Laura Ingraham fills all of those bills. And how can you not be, like her or not, how can you not be impressed with Laura Ingraham? So we're going to wait and see what the choice is. Laura's been a guest on this show with her book, We the People. She, to me, is a personification of all of the characteristics you need to be press secretary. And she's smart as a whip. She's in command of the issues. So we'll wait and see on that. Not a major move. But in a sense, it is. I mean, it is in the sense that the president has to have adequate representation out there, and I think she fulfills that bill. special prosecutor, a meeting with Senate committee leaders. We're going to see how that plays out as we get news on who should be recused and who shouldn't, and how this whole thing will turn out as to whether Trump fires Bob Mueller. My own personal opinion is he should, because you recuse yourself from having close relationships to people involved, either family or otherwise, in an event. You're talking about maybe best friends, James Comey and Bob Mueller, and Bob Mueller to serve there as a neutral source when most people despise Donald Trump, and I mean, I'd be surprised if Mueller didn't. I don't get it. I really don't get it, because what I'm tired of hearing is this person is a man or a woman, unmovable character, strength, devoted to this country. I'm tired of hearing all of that. I don't think I ever heard about it with Loretta Lynch. But I'm tired of the typical platform speech about people who get in. This isn't a criticism of Bob Mueller. You can criticize him by wondering or saying, well, he's brought in four top Democrat lawyers to help me here. Why not an even split? Why not a couple of Republicans? I mean, these are just telltale signs of a guy who lives in the same neighborhood as James Comey, socializes with him. It stinks. It smells. And I wish Trump had fired Comey the first day he came in, but it was one of a series of mistakes he made. Mueller represents, I think, a real threat. He's going to expand this investigation. The question is, should Trump fire him now? Becomes a very, very sticky question. Trump can do anything he wants. He's the president of the United States. I mean, when you say anything he wants, when you talk about obstruction of justice, that becomes a debatable issue, but he can basically do what he chooses to do. Speaking of Mike Huckabee and Sarah Huckabee, Mike Huckabee said on Trump, better a gruff doctor than a dead patient. That's a good one. And I think it really covers this. With all the scandals that never went anywhere, with Eric Holder and Susan Rice and Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, I mean, they never went anywhere. The Democrats are now looking into Michael Flynn's links to a $100 billion Russia-Saudi deal. Why is it with North Korea in a threatening position right now and what they just did to a poor college student in this country who did something? I mean, if you ever did that in a hotel, I'd say don't do that. But this is North Korea. They are as vicious and at the same time as fearful as anyone in the world. We've got that to deal with. They continue to fire missiles. They continue to be a threat. Their threats are not answered directly with South Korea, who answers them more than anyone else, but South Korea is no match here. With China, slightly, and with Japan. We've got a real, real problem. How do we make the determination whether they're getting ready to attack us or not? We've got a real problem with Russia, because the United States now is doing some air runs in Syria, shot down a plane, and now Russia and Iran sent Washington a warning. And that's just part of it. Let's look at the terrorism all over Europe and spreading. And then our domestic issues. And Trump can't do his job because these rotten, miserable progressives are more concerned about getting him out of office than they are about this country. That's a fact. All right, a little break. We'll come back.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Hey, just a little bit.
All right, the late Maurice Williams, and I spent some time yesterday picking out, maybe another 17 or 18 songs. We'll replace the ones we have. I can give you 1,000 of them. I hope you're happy with the picks. Some of the emails I have are echoing that. Love it. Keep doing this. I got several yesterday, so I said, hey, listen, let me send 18 more in. And I don't want to create havoc for Tuck over there, so I'm not going to send 100 or 200. At a time. So what's being overshadowed, as I mentioned, are the accomplishments. Now, no accomplishment is 100% valid or 100% certified or 100% perfect. But we're not having any, a very little discussion, certainly none on MSNBC and CNN. I mean, these two networks are part of a basket of deplorables out there. And nobody, or very few people, are talking about what Trump has accomplished with the pipeline from Canada down through our southern states, which will generate thousands and thousands of jobs, put us in an energy strong position, make us less dependent on Saudi Arabia. Nobody or very few people are talking about, and I can understand this one. I want to get to this one right away, the wall, which is a big challenge for Trump. I know he came in there as a political novice, and we're going to get this done. We're going to get it done right away. I mean, this is part of the bravado and the braggadocio I don't like about Donald Trump. So somebody says, I don't like this about Trump. I should have voted for Hillary. Somebody... A relative of mine who lives in New York said, how can you vote for Trump? He pays his female employees 70 cents on the dollar. Why would I even want to engage in a conversation with this? I just cited a whole bunch of international liabilities that we face and the endangerment to this country. And I'm going to not vote for Trump because he pays. And the thing is, he doesn't. Obama and Hillary do. Trump has been maybe the most generous employer of all to women. So I don't counteract stupidity with anything. I mean, I just walk away. The wall, it will be built. It was a campaign promise. He's fulfilling his campaign promises one after another. He's just getting a lot of rejection from the government, from the Democrat Party, basically, right. I said the government, I didn't mean that. This wall is going to be built. And if you look what he's already done on the borders, and there's no compliments. It's like being married and your wife never compliments you. He's reduced illegals from coming into this country by 70% without the wall. So you want to debate me on that one? There's no debate. Tax credits down to as much as 35 to 15% for corporate and the middle class getting huge tax credits. So I think every family would get back $4,000 a year. $4,000 they can use to spend to stimulate the economy. When you get taxed to death, you're not going to spend money. There isn't going to be any growth. The only growth that'll occur is in government. corporate tax reductions. I mentioned the conference going on with tech companies right now, and the fact that they've given unanimous support to Donald Trump and what he's doing, and talking about growth in the stock market, growth in our industries, increased employees, seem to be fairly unanimous here that it's going to accelerate. I think I should say this two or three times a show. Have you looked at your net worth if you're one of the 53% of the stock market? There was a time back in 2000, before 2008, where I spent, quite honestly, a very large proportion of my time, huge proportion, sitting in front of CNBC, a Bloomberg, on the phone with my good buddy Ken, making moves in the market and coming away every day feeling like a genius. And saying to my wife, you can't believe what happened today. I bought this stock at so much, I sold it today. I was under the misconception that I was a genius like everybody else. There are no geniuses when it comes to this. There are a lot of smart people, and you got to be a risk taker. Fast forward to 2017. You look at the market, which is about 21,500. NASDAQ up to records, S&P. And then I look at not CNBC or Bloomberg, because that's supposed to have more objectivity, but I look at the Washington Post, I look at the New York Times. If there's anything complimentary, it's in a small little block somewhere late in the newspaper. Forget it if you go to ABC, NBC, and CBS. Nobody's saying, gee, in spite of all the problems that President Trump is having with all of his new policies that he's either instituted or looking to institute, the market has gone up another 18%. Not a word. Trump is bringing businesses back to this country, or threatening them with higher taxes. You don't need the list of the companies like Ford and GM and others. And the, well, I forget, $100 billion or something he's going to get from Japanese investment in here, the deals he's making out with China. It's truly remarkable. And he stands firm. Yeah, he's got his problems. We have our problems. We don't have a perfect relationship with Canada, with the Marxist who's running that, Trudeau. And, of course, we have a difficult situation with Mexico. But, you know, the one who stands to be the loser here is Mexico, because they're so dependent upon us. It's nice revenue, and if the situation is right, it's a good symbiotic relationship. But Mexico can't win this battle of wits. They can't do it because they're not holding a full house of cards. When you have the advantage in a negotiation over someone, you can really use that advantage to your benefit. When you don't, you've got to be coy. You've got to be prepared to negotiate. Take a look at my MSNBC appearance on my homepage, StuTaylor.com, on J.J. Ramberg's Your Business Show, where I talk about negotiation for 5 minutes. Our foreign policy, no matter what we do for foreign policy, it'll be questionable. Because there is no right and simple answer. We've eliminated that 40 years ago, and it's gotten more complex every decade. And what's increased the complexity of this is the fact that we have so many nuclear threats that you just can't say we're going to go over there and bomb them. Doesn't work anymore. So we're walking the fine line, and I don't agree with this, but maybe I agreed with one bombing of Syria, of facing full confrontation with Russia and Syria, full confrontation with North Korea. Oh, did I leave out Iran? and terrorism that is threatening to destroy the fabric of Europe. We just have to be a little more measured in how we do things. So Trump has got his hands full, and every day, and partly because of his own behavior, he says things he shouldn't say that alienate people. I can understand it being tough, and I don't have any objection to him being tough, but being tough and stupid, two different things. We'll conclude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show, Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, our final segment. I was running through all of the things that Trump has accomplished. And I actually would have difficulty covering them because it goes silent, but there are many. How about breaking off the majority of our relationship with Cuba? Fantastic move. Barack Obama would kiss the rear end of anyone who has opposing views of the United States. I've said on this show many times, you can all come to whatever conclusion you want about Barack Obama, who he is, what he stands for. I have mine. And I'm not going to hear them on radio. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but if you add up everything that guy did to destroy this country in 8 years, I would love to have you come up with one or two positive things that he did, other than bring up his kids the correct way, other than to use drones. Send me an email, stu@stutaylor.com, so I can give the other side some recognition here. 8 years of waste that Donald Trump, God knows why, is looking to straighten out in 4 or 8 years. Really hate to think about how Donald Trump is going to look in 4 years if he makes it through. But it's his choice, and he doesn't need it. Obamacare. Yeah, I know. He was going to come in and make sweeping changes. We're going to repeal and replace. I never thought it was easy. I've always thought there'd be opposition between the Senate and the House, and of course, the Democrats who'd vote against the greatest bill ever put forth ran into a buzzsaw or a roadblock at his, quote, friend and ally is not Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is a sniveling snake who said, prior to his being elected Speaker of the House, he didn't want the job. He didn't want to do it. Why would you try to get someone to do a job that they don't want to do? If I ever interviewed someone and they said, oh, I'll take the job, it's good money or this, I really don't want to do it, I'd never hire them. But that's how politics works. It's okay with the job now, isn't it, Paul? It's okay that you got a huge wall around your house, isn't it, Paul? It's okay that you can sabotage this president, isn't it, Paul? As sharp as Trump is, and I look back to the days of The Apprentice, it's a good show. And I'm hearing you're fired a few times. I'm not hearing it enough. I don't know about Reince Priebus, because every time I hear him, he sounds so impressive, but the word is, here's a guy who behind the scenes is just another rhino. So who do you trust to give the name to an old Johnny Carson show? Who do you go to trust? Family members? You can do that in a family business. I don't think you can do it in politics, or certainly not the presidency. Got Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, both of whom are being labeled as liberals. They both have opposing points of view. I just can't comment on the validity of this. We'll see what happens when Jared Kushner goes through the process of vetting. You got the biggest problem of them all, and I just mentioned it in passing, and that's Obamacare. And the stupidity of rushing to pass a bill, and they're saying, well, we'll pass it before July 4th. It's so crazy, I can't even understand it. This is one-fifth of the American economy. And you're going to rush to get it through because there's an arbitrary deadline date. Nobody's going to read the bill anyway. So I'd say, how can a country be run with such inefficiency? How is it possible? Is it possible the same way that for years and years and years I ran, and when I go to the doctor and I have a particular issue or something, he says, it's remarkable what you can do. It's remarkable, physically. And it's because I did the necessary things all my life to get to the point that I'm at. Certainly I'm not invincible to problems. We all have them. We're all going to have them. Is that the case with the United States of America, that we've done so many things right that its undoing will take a little longer than it would for the average country? I fear the answer, because I think the undoing has been rather incredible since 2008. If someone set out who wasn't going to be tried and imprisoned and maintain the position he was in for 8 years, I can't think of a person in the world, maybe Putin, a person in the world who would do it better than Barack Obama did it. People say, oh, he's stupid. He's not stupid. Actually, he has a certain intelligence about him that's incredible. And if I say he doesn't understand how the world works, is it because he chooses not to? Or he's so locked into the ideology of his family? Let's appreciate what we have with Donald Trump as president. I sent a plea out to those to support him. Stu Taylor, back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,